Good morning, this is Merkel with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, November the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down 13 and 3 quarter cents at 684, December wheat down 53 cents at 849 and a half, and Jan beans down 10 and 3 quarter cents at 1437. Grain is sharply lower as Russia has re-entered the grain deal. They're accepting Ukrainian shipping as long as the Ukrainians guarantee that they're not going to ship any military equipment. And the underwriters have started writing insurance policies again, so they expect shipping to continue somewhere around midday. Obviously, that's having a negative impact on the grain markets here, and I think it's just Putin playing the same old game. You know, so he comes out with something to rally it, then he comes out with something to break it. I think Putin's making an absolute fortune off this deal. The rains are going to miss the Western Plains. We've had pretty good rains, and we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of rain around a good deal of the Eastern Plains. But the places where it's very dry, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, look like they're going to miss the rains again. Former President Bolsonaro says he's going to comply with the transfer of power in Brazil. Nothing has been said about the blockades easing, but I think if he's willing to accept the transfer of power, apparently he may or may not actually concede the election, but I think the blockades should start to back off out here. At 1 o'clock, the Fed's going to announce their interest rate hikes. Just about everybody believes it's going to be 75 points. The question is, what are they going to say about future rate hikes out there? So the market will be very keen to see what's there. The outside markets, the dollar's down a little bit, down 40 ticks. Crude oil's down 12. Dow's down 80. The bonds are up about a half a basis point. So, you know, I think the funds have been pretty good buyers here the last couple of days. Are they going to want to bail out on this? I don't know. We were fortunate. We sold some corn and wheat. We sold beans and wheat yesterday. I just thought it was worth rewarding $9 new crop wheat and another big rally in the beans. I think needed to be sold, particularly since I didn't really see that the crush justified what happened yesterday in the bean market. So that's really about it. I think we'll be under pressure, and then we have to see what happens at 1 o'clock when the Fed makes their announcements. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge. Have a good day.